They are getting the plans and make them work themselves in their own specific regulations. And so, yeah, we initially started out with a New Zealand and Australian market in mind, and then our amazing community just took it everywhere.
Welcome to the Tiny House Lifestyle Podcast, the show where you learn how to plan, build, and live the tiny lifestyle. I'm your host, Ethan Waldman, and this is episode 218 with Tiny Easy. Today, I am joined by a group of three friends with a like-minded goal to solve the problem we're all facing today, the housing crisis. They decided to start a company called Tiny Easy that provides affordable tiny house plans with beautiful designs and SketchUp courses and a lot more in the works. This is a group of young entrepreneurs who are very impressive, and I think that they are going to go a long way in the tiny house world. So I hope you stick around for our conversation. I want to tell you about something that I think will be super helpful as you plan, design, and build your tiny house. Tiny House Decisions is the guide that I wish I had when I was building my tiny house. It comes in three different packages to help you on your unique tiny house journey. And if you're struggling to just figure out the systems for your tiny house, you know, like how you're going to heat it, how you're going to plumb it, you know, what construction technique are you going to use, like sips or stick framing or steel framing, Tiny House Decisions will take you through all these processes systematically and help you come up with a design that works for you. Right now, I'm offering 20% off any package of Tiny House Decisions. For listeners of the show, you can head over to thetinyhouse.net/THD to learn more and use the coupon code TINY at checkout for 20% off any package. Again, that's thetinyhouse.net/THD and use the coupon code TINY for 20% off. All right, I am here with Till, Eugene, and Lauren from Tiny Easy. Tiny Easy was founded by a group of friends with a like-minded goal to solve the problem we're all facing today, the housing crisis. The team of four provides affordable tiny house plans of stunning designs that give you the chance to design and build the tiny house that's just right for you. Their driving force behind Tiny Easy is to encourage and inspire other tiny house enthusiasts like you to get into your tiny house faster. Till, Eugene, and Lauren of Tiny Easy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ethan, it's so amazing to meet you today. And yeah, we're super excited to have a chat.
Yeah, excited for you to be here. So we were chatting a little bit before we started rolling, and it sounds like Lauren and Eugene are almost done building a DIY tiny house. Can you tell us about your house?
Absolutely. Yeah, that is an amazing way to start off the conversation. It really leads into everything that we're doing privately, but also with the business. So yeah, I'd love to give you a little backstory around that. So I think, Eugene and I, we've been planning to build a tiny house since we met around 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. We finally made the plunge to actually decide to build a tiny house just around 2 years ago, and taken the journey of building a DIY tiny house. Mm-hmm. And to really sum it up, we had a small budget of around 50k New Zealand dollars, which is I think 35,000 USD. Mm-hmm. And we had very specific needs that we wanted to build into our tiny house. We wanted to work from home, have it easily movable because we don't have a site to put it yet, and mm-hmm. Yeah, we're both design freaks, so there's a lot of work that went into designing a tiny house that's just perfect for us, and just getting it beautiful. And we are lucky enough to have built this whole thing ourselves, like from scratch, doing every single little stage in it. Mm-hmm. It's been such an awesome learning experience, and we're just getting to the final end of it. We're nearly done, just looking to build the last bit of cabinetry and doing the electrical sign off, and then it's ready to move in. So it's actually looking like a house now, so we're both so excited.
that's fantastic. Congratulations. What about tiny living made you want to do it?
Absolutely. So it's a really interesting journey. So we discovered tiny homes I think around 7-8 years ago. By actually, I think our parents introduced it to us, and we had a connection to Bryce from Living Big in a Tiny House. That's, I think, the first time myself and Till saw a tiny home. When Eugene and I met, we realized we both know tiny homes as well. And we, when we became a couple, we realized, well, that's our dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we always wanted to do. And yep.
I guess we just really fell in love with the lifestyle that tiny homes present, you know, the sustainability side of it, but also decreasing your living expenses, being able to put your time towards something that you actually care about rather than having to work to pay off something that it's just, it's too stressful. So that kind of lifestyle really appealed to us. And as we're young, that's kind of what we want to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I think one more thing is that both of us, we've got a design background, and it was really our opportunity to design something ourselves that we are able to live in.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, building a traditional home that here in New Zealand at the moment costs more than $1 million easily. And mm-hmm. With a budget of 55 or 50K, it's not necessarily achievable. So.
Yeah, I suppose because we started at 19, so where's that money going to come from?
Yeah.
That's right. And that's why we are now actually able to live in a tiny house that we've completely designed ourselves that works just around us. And we could really fulfill our design dream and create something that represents us and everything that we do. So, that's kind of the reason why we decided to to embark on that journey.
Nice. Nice. I love that, you know, getting started early on kind of financial independence and living tiny rather than coming around to it after a lifetime of accumulating stuff and debt.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is, it's very interesting. I think a lot of people, of course, they go into tiny homes, like just you said, you've already had a life beforehand. For us, it's kind of our jumping stone, jumping ground to like really go to the next step and move into our own place without having all of that baggage. So that, of course, makes things a lot easy. We don't have a lot of stuff that we need to care about.
Yep.
But at the same time, we can really set ourselves up for our life.
Yeah.
Without ever renting, which is just really, really, we're really fortunate to be in that position. So it's something that we're very aware of, and it's just a great position to be in. And that's why we're very excited about that.
Nice. So so you've been dreaming about a tiny house for a while, Lauren and Eugene. And, you know, at what point in this process did you say, hey, we could start a business around tiny houses? How did that come to pass?
Yeah, I'd love to explain a little bit more on that. So we had a lot of like touch points with the tiny house industry even before we built our own tiny house. Because we have our design background, we were working with tiny house companies here in New Zealand to help design and create plans for tiny homes. And also, actually, when we were 18, we were laboring with one of those tiny house companies to actually build tiny homes and to do the fun part, like painting, finishing, all these kind of things. And we really fell in love with it. But when we started designing and planning to build our own tiny home, we've just realized how difficult it is to actually prepare everything and get all the information that you need, even if you've been in the industry for quite a while, like even having all that design background and the knowledge on how a tiny house is put together, and then actually embarking on the journey of planning your build, getting all the resources together and understanding the nitty-gritty details is actually really, really difficult. And it took us so long to do that. And we've realized, well, there's a lot of people like us out there, and we would just love to share our passion for tiny homes and enable more people like us to do the same thing. And that's kind of where at one point we had that spark and we realized, okay, Tiny Easy is something that we want to do. We started out creating plans and resources to help people on their first step. And it's something we can also talk later about. We're starting a lot more exciting ventures than just this plans. But that's really the founding story.
Yeah, I guess the idea was that we could provide the resources all in one spot where you don't have to scour the internet on different websites that are hard to find, but you can find everything that you need to know on this website so that, you know, you can start your journey as easy as possible.
Yeah, exactly. And also then at the same time, because we started out with tiny house plans, we wanted to make sure that all of these designs that we're actually putting up there for those tiny house plans, because essentially you need a design to build a tiny house plan off.
Mm-hmm.
All of these designs are incredibly well considered and architecturally designed from a design standpoint,
mm-hmm.
that you have a clear design language and a clear use. So it's really people-centric and, you know, like all, what you can see on our website at the moment, all of the designs that we have, they're very specifically made for different use cases and different people. And, you know, and we can get back into that later on. But you'll see that there are some smaller tiny houses for like one or two people, and then some larger tiny houses that even fit families with up to 4 to 5 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other thing is what we've realized during our design and planning journey as well, that the plans and whatever we are producing just needs to be super easily understandable, having zero knowledge in any type of construction or design. Because that is something that is just really daunting and something that wasn't really out there when we started. And that's kind of that gap that we really wanted to try and close.
I guess that's where building a tiny house yourself helps with the design part of design tiny homes. It gives you a different insight on how you should build these without designing them too complicated. Instead, you're like, okay, well,
mm-hmm.
I remember when we were building the framing, we wanted to make sure that it was as simple as possible. We're not professional builders, we're DIYers, so that just really changed our perspective on how we should design considerately as well.
Exactly.
So are you designing specifically for the New Zealand like laws and market, or is, you know, are your designs kind of applicable in other places as well?
Yeah, great question. So we initially started out with our designs being usable for Australia and New Zealand, simply because we are from here. So we just have quite insider knowledge to, you know, what the regulations are and what kind of limitations there are, especially when it comes around dimensions and weight.
Yep.
And so all of our designs, they're designed to be 2.4 meters wide and up to 8.5 meters long. So that gives you the possibility to take the tiny house on the road if you have to move it, and to classify it as a vehicle, which is incredibly important here in Australia and New Zealand. But what we've seen since we've started out is that a lot of people also from the US, from Canada, mm-hmm. from Europe, from South America, from the Philippines, from everywhere, seeing, oh, I really like these designs, and they are getting the plans and then make them work themselves in their own specific regulations. And so, yeah, we initially started out with a New Zealand and Australian market in mind, and then our amazing community just took it everywhere.
That's awesome. And where are you finding like most of your audiences? Like, is it Facebook, Instagram? Like, where is your community kind of located online?
Yeah, so we initially started out mainly on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Eugene has been doing an amazing job leading that. And yes, she's incredibly good at that stuff. It's amazing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we initially started out with just growing our Instagram audience, and that's how most of the people have found us. And then over time, we are just, being able to be found like everywhere. Just simply, if you search us up on Google, you can find us.
Mm-hmm.
People write about us in blogs. You can find us on Pinterest. And so it's, we're kind of just, we're spreading the opportunities of where you can find us.
Nice. And it looks like you've kind of branched out from plans, and you've got a SketchUp course and a design software that you're working on. Let's start with the SketchUp course. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to share that. So that is something that we've done quite recently. And that is the idea for that came up is that a lot of people that buy our plans and use the plans to build their own tiny homes,
mm-hmm.
We talk with all of them. We follow up with them. We call them to understand what we can help them with. You know, how does their journey look like? And everyone comes to the same conclusion that, you know, a tiny house plan is great to start, and most of the time they're very close to what you want. Or sometimes you want to do something completely by yourself, but there's always that level of customization and modification out there. And we initially really wanted to help people, enable them to do that modification yourself. And yeah, all of our plans, we designed them in SketchUp, and they come with SketchUp models. So we would love for people to be able to, either modify our designs themselves in SketchUp,
mm-hmm.
or completely design their own. And there are a lot of people that want to do that, but learning SketchUp, it can be quite difficult because there's so much that you can learn, but you don't actually need to learn that much in order to design a tiny house. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, we just try to condense down our knowledge of tiny house design and teach everything that you need to know within SketchUp to design your own tiny house. But Eugene, she's also condensed not just the SketchUp part, but also actually like the tiny house design basics into that uh-huh. course that I had the pleasure of presenting in that course as well. So yeah, it's design skills, how to modify, and then how to do the whole thing in SketchUp.
Yep.
Basing on the SketchUp skills that I teach in the course, if that makes sense.
Very cool. Very cool. And then you have your SketchUp starter pack as well, which it's almost like furniture, different things that are all like pre-drawn for you that you can kind of drop into your model. It's a really cool idea.
Yeah, so the idea of the SketchUp pack was we use SketchUp religiously when we design tiny homes, and we have all these components preset for us already to save time when we're designing a tiny house. It takes us maybe like, an hour to come up with a fully fledged tiny house?
Yeah.
So the idea was that, okay, well, we have these and we'd love to give people the opportunity to customize their own tiny house. But
mm-hmm.
when you're designing something, you're always thinking, okay, well, what's the basic dimensions of a kitchen cabinetry or a bed or something like that?
Yep.
So we had these preset components already there. So we've compiled it into a package where people can actually just use them, take these elements and drag and drop into the model without having to find all the dimensions themselves. So it's just a really easy package that they can use
the
design.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just having the basic dimensions, but it actually saves the time that you don't have to model everything from scratch, because it just takes so much time to, you know, design your kitchen from scratch and then, put out the drawers and put in the sink. You know, it just takes forever. And one thing that we've also done as well is we've talked to so many people and we've realized that there's not a lot of information, at least, on how to model a tiny house shell in SketchUp mm-hmm. and what the right dimensions are for that as well. And so we've actually prepared, I think it's 24 different shells of tiny homes. So you can just start by dragging in the shell and you've already got the exterior half finished that way. You just need to drag in your windows and your doors. And yeah, you don't need to think about the right roof angles or how thick the wall needs to be in that way. So it's, it really is kind of the whole journey from picking the right exterior, the right trailer length, to then partitioning your walls and thinking about the rooms that you want to put in, to then actually finally furnishing everything.
Yeah.
And so, it's basically an easy drag and drop system that you can use in SketchUp.
And design accurately as well. So
exactly.
You're not designing something that's really out of scale. You're actually able to design something perfect dimensions.
Yeah, you can build from it.
Yeah,
I can. It's just so much fun to use those things.
it seems great. I'd like to tell you a little bit more about Tiny House Decisions, my signature guide, and the resource that I wish I had when I was building my tiny house. It starts with the big decisions, which is, should you build a tiny house yourself or with help? Is a pre-built shell a good idea? Is a house on wheels better than on the ground? And what works better for you? Deciding on the overall size, deciding on whether you should use custom plans or pre-made plans, different types of trailers, and more. Then in part two, we get into the system. So heat, water, showers, hot water, toilets, electrical, refrigeration, ventilation. And we're only 2/3 of the way through the book at this point. From systems, we go into construction decisions, talking about nails versus screws, SIPs versus stick framed versus advanced framing versus metal framing. We talk about how to construct a subfloor, sheathing, roofing materials, insulation, windows, flooring, kitchen. I know I'm just reading off the table of contents, but I just want to give you a sense of how comprehensive Tiny House Decisions is. It's a total of 170 pages. It contains tons of full-color drawings, diagrams, and resources, And it really is the guide that I wish I had when I was building my tiny house. Right now, I'm offering 20% off any package of Tiny House Decisions using the coupon code TINY when you head over to thetinyhouse.net/THD. That's THD for Tiny House Decisions. Again, that's coupon code TINY when you check out at thetinyhouse.net/THD. Yeah, it seems great because I'm not a SketchUp expert. I know the basics, but the idea of modeling a tiny house feels kind of daunting to me. I'm thinking about like drawing blueprints and drawing studs and building it, like building a full model. But, the concept of just, putting a shell, just big rectangles rather than like trying to build actual components, it probably does let you quickly kind of play with a 3D design.
Yeah, that's right. So that what you were saying is when you're thinking of modeling a tiny house in SketchUp, mm-hmm. you think about all of these intricate things that you need to model in order to, finish your full tiny house at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But if you actually want to just start with your design, you don't need to put that much detail in. What's super important is to just get the design right that's right for you. And then you can still spend some more time later on, once you found that perfect design, to then add in all of that detail with the studs, with the connections to the trailer, for example, plumbing, the electrical. And for that, we've even included some basic components, so you can actually build up your frame and drag and drop frame elements in as well. And
nice.
So that way, that also doesn't take that long.
And for this specific case, we've actually written up an ebook, which actually takes you through the process of how you should start your tiny house design from start to finish. And it kind of takes you through the process of, before even going into the nitty gritty details, you want to start off with something really, really basic. And it's all in this ebook for free. So, yeah.
That's awesome. And so from there, it seems like you are now working on a custom 3D tiny house designer, which by the time this interview comes out, it might be publicly available. Who knows?
Yeah, that's right. So it's actually really exciting. We're building it as we speak. So just before we jumped on this call with you, we were actually building it already. And it's starting to come together. It's really exciting, and I can't wait to share something with you. This is the first time we're speaking about this on a podcast, so yeah, excited to share more about it. So what happened? The reason why we're building this in the first place is that we have put out the SketchUp pack and we've put out the SketchUp course, and there's so many people that are benefiting from it. But then at the same time, there's still a lot of people that don't necessarily want to go through learning a completely new program that they've never used before and want to do something that's even simpler, right? So you don't need to learn the basic controls or understand grouping or understand components and all that kind of stuff, which is fine to learn, but it's still a little bit of a hurdle. And so that's why we are building the 3D Tiny House Designer, which makes this much, much easier. So essentially, once this is finished, you are able to go on our website, you are able to choose a trailer that is at the size that you want to design your tiny house to, you drag in the walls and the windows, you drag in the doors at the right place, you pick your materials, and then you simply drag and drop your cabinetry, and it just snaps into place. And what's super exciting about this, it will also go to the next level, which is it will spit out plans that you can then use to talk to your builder or your manufacturer to then get quotes or just get the entire build underway. So you don't need to create custom plans from a SketchUp model, but it's all done for you in a couple of clicks. So our goal is that you can design a tiny house in 10 minutes and you are then able to just take the plans, go to your builder, ask them how much it is, and that's as hard as the whole tiny house design journey has to be.
Wow. Well, you seem like you want to like take over the world, take over the tiny house world. Are you, seems like you're very kind of design focused right now. Do you plan to kind of go beyond that and maybe build tiny houses too?
You want to talk about that? Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of exciting things coming up. It's something that we're absolutely thinking about, and how do you say concrete yet, but we are working towards offering that solution, including with the planner, the online designer, and actually being able to get that built in a easy and cheap, like a lot cheaper than usual tiny homes, but quality basically. So that was better quality, cheaper, completely customizable, and that's something that we are working on. It's something that we want to do, but it's in the very early stages, and I think just started talking about that about yesterday.
Yes.
but it's something that will come in the future. But yeah, one step at a time.
Yeah, like Lauren was just saying, is just we'll take one thing at a time so that we can focus and really perfect what we're offering right now, and then we'll move on to the next stages.
Yeah, exactly. Because what we were thinking is that the design tool that we're developing at the moment is there's such a huge problem that it just takes so much time to design a tiny house that's right for you or modify a tiny house. And we'd rather, you know, focus all of our energy on solving this first problem, and then we can move on to the next problem after. But yeah, we've definitely got it in our minds.
Nice. Well, this is all really exciting. I mean, in terms of Lauren and Eugene, your specific tiny house, you know, do you have a site in mind where you're planning to live, or are you still kind of looking around where you're going to park it?
Yeah, we're still looking around. It's not a huge stress for us to try and find some land for us to put our tiny house on at the moment, because we're not sure when we're going to finish. We're kind of just taking it day by day, I guess. Mm-hmm. And we're not stressing ourselves out. We're trying to have fun building it, enjoy the experience, and then we'll get to that problem when we get to it. But we did have a look around earlier in our build just to sort of get some feelers out, and we just saw there was some great opportunities for us to find some land and everything, so we're not too stressed out about that.
Yeah, that's right, and I think that really comes together as well with the reason why we're designing the house and what type of house we're designing. It's quite small, quite easy to move, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an easy way to find a site that might come into play later on. But yeah, just as he's being said, we're just taking it step by step. We're building it on the weekends. And then when we see, okay, now it's time to move in, then we'll find a site and we'll figure it out when we get to it.
But knowing you guys, it's probably going to be close to some beach.
I hope so.
are you surfers?
Yeah, all of us.
Nice.
So when we can and when the waves are good, we'll be out in the West Coast beaches of Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
We're just quite lucky with where we are based, and mm-hmm. just a 20 to 30 minute drive away from us are just the most beautiful beaches of New Zealand, or at least in our perspective, of course.
There's
a lot of beautiful places, and so it's a nice part-time activity. It's just gets you away from what you're doing and helps you refocus. It's just very enjoyable.
Nice. Yeah, I'm a big kite surfer.
I love it.
Yeah.
So what kind of places do you have in where you live to kite surf?
So I live in Vermont, in Burlington, Vermont, and there's a very large lake here called Lake Champlain. Where I am, it's about 5 miles across, and it's about 100 miles long. So it's a very long, narrow lake, and it's not like the ocean in terms of wind and waves, but we get good southerly breezes in the spring and the fall particularly, and the waves can actually be, they don't really break, but they're big rollers. They're really fun to play in, out in the middle of the lake.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Well, I personally want to get into kitesurfing at some point if I can, because it's just an awesome sport. I mean, surfing is amazing because you can have that excitement of getting on a wave and going up and down the face. But what's nice about kitesurfing is that you can just constantly be on the board and you can turn around and you can go again.
Yeah.
Have to back to the lineup.
It's definitely a bit addictive.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So it seems like, could you tell me about like the tiny house scene in New Zealand? Because it actually seems like there's quite a bit of tiny house kind of activity there.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's tiny houses are actually quite big here in New Zealand, and it's always growing. And there's some awesome companies here that build tiny homes, and a lot of people that are also DIYing their tiny homes. And
mm-hmm.
it's really just growing as we speak. I mean, it was quite small a couple of years ago. It was a very alternative option.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really starting to get quite big. I mean, the news and the media, like just normal TV, is starting to really talk about it here as well. which is quite interesting, and it's getting a lot of people into it. And that's really mostly because of the housing situation that we have here in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I'm correct, New Zealand is I think the most expensive place to live.
Oh my gosh.
And that seems about right.
I think the average house in New Zealand goes for $800,000, and a usual wage is around $60,000 to $70,000. And so essentially what happens is you take out a loan and you pay it off for around 30 years. And that's really normal. That's what a lot of people do here. And it's just there's that community that's growing here that's, I'd say, fed up with the usual system and says, okay, I'm going to do something different and I'm going to live in a tiny house. And a lot of people then discover it's just, you know, it's such a great alternative because, well, first of all, it's really affordable in comparison to what you can get nowadays. But at the same time, it's also really high quality living because what happens in New Zealand, not every house that you can buy for, let's say, $800,000 is a beautiful house with high quality finishes. But if you spend a quarter or fifth of that on a tiny house, you'll get the most high quality tiny house with beautiful finishes, beautiful appliances. And what Lauren was saying before as well, it's exactly designed to what your requirements are, which is just a very different living experience than just, getting a mortgage or renting a house that is not even made for you. And so that's what we're seeing here. A lot of people are picking up. I guess the idea, at least, of wanting to go tiny, and more people are getting into that now.
Just to elaborate on what Tim was saying with the living standards in New Zealand is that a standard home in New Zealand has single glazing windows, no insulation or anything, so you're finding that the living quality is quite low. And so the great thing with tiny homes is that they have evolved into these modern, beautiful homes that have been updated with double or triple glazed windows. They're properly insulated.
Proper heating.
And so that's what also appeals to us about tiny living is that you can actually afford to live in something that's very high quality, and you know that you're going to get the best living experience out of it. You can afford to have bespoke materials in your home without having to pay it out.
Yeah.
So really amazing for us.
Yeah, like just to kind of elaborate on that, like how crazy it is being able to get something high quality in a tiny house. I mean,
how much should we pay for double glazed windows?
Well, our double glazed windows only cost us a few thousand dollars, I think $5,000 or $6,000 for the whole house. And then like we splurged a little on luxury on the flooring. We've got underfloor heating in our whole house. and then we've got beautiful engineered French oak flooring. And I think the underfloor heating was about $900. And then the flooring was $800. That is just incredible. You can have the whole house with fully beautiful finishes. Yeah. And you haven't even spent more than a grand or two. So that's actually just incredible.
Mm. And just to add to that, not necessarily just the materials, but was also getting people interested in the movement is that we've talked to so many people that just say, well, there's no option to build your home yourself anymore. And New Zealand and Australia is just such a DIY culture where people just say, okay, I'm going to do this myself. Yeah, exactly. And so they just think, okay, well, what can I do to actually build my own house? And you can still do that with tiny houses. And for example, there's so many people that got our tiny house plans. We're just getting pictures sent our way of people who are DIYing their own tiny house. They've got maybe a mate of them has a shed, like a big shed where they're nailing together the frames and then they're putting them up on the trailers and doing the fit outs all of themselves in their weekends. And because of that, you can save even more money, of course, because all the labor is done yourself. And all of these factors just play into making the tiny house movement super attractive for people here in New Zealand. And Australia.
And then what about the laws in New Zealand, like in terms of allowing somebody to live in a house on a trailer?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. And I think with tiny homes, that is always a question that needs to be asked. So here in New Zealand, it is still, I would say, a gray area. You can, of course, protect yourself and have a legal tiny house to be basically a vehicle. Well, that's the idea around the legalities here in New Zealand. If you've got a tiny house that is within the size and weight regulations, built on a trailer, it has wheels, it is then a vehicle and not a home. Unfortunately, here in New Zealand still, it is very gray. So there are some councils that are not sure what they want to do about it. Everyone has their own opinions, and there is no
clear yes or no, which would be absolutely beautiful, but the tiny house community is working together with the government to get something under the way. And I mean, a lot of people are understanding that this is something that really helps people get into homes, and well, traditional homes aren't changing, so it would be an important step to get this into a very clear zone in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Or otherwise, I mean, for now, you just have to stay within the regulations as much as you can. And the best thing that everyone can do who's in the tiny house movement is just to build high-quality tiny homes that are well-considered, mm-hmm. because in the end, if there's this whole range of beautifully built, high-quality tiny homes, then the government can see it as an alternative to regular homes. But if you build poorly built homes that are leaky, you know, of course, then that's a problem to the government. And so essentially, as long as everyone keeps a high standard
and sticks to
the current regulations as best as possible, that's the best thing that you can do right now. And of course, we are trying to do our part with well-designed tiny homes that are all sticking to the regulations.
Yeah. Nice. Well, one thing that I like to ask all my guests is, you know, what are two or three resources that have helped you in your tiny journey that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I can probably start with an obvious one. That's one of the reasons why we started with tiny homes. That's, Bryce from Living Big in a Tiny House.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of content rather than a specific resource, but it's just so incredible to watch everything that he does. The videos are great, and you can't not fall in love with tiny homes. You watch his videos, so you get insight into the individual lifestyles of people that are living in these homes, all of the reasons, the journey they've gone through, and that's probably one of the ones for me.
Nice.
And another one that I could add to is tiny house podcasts like yours, because you can just listen to so many people that have gone through the journey of going tiny, and you just get that direct insight, and not being able to understand what the mistakes are that somebody has made before, otherwise you just end up making all of these mistakes yourself. But if you you have that resource of what you said before we started recording, I think you recorded 250 podcasts already, so that's a lot of learning there that you can listen to. So I definitely recommend listening to your podcast, for example.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
No, you're welcome. Well, amazing that you do it.
Oh yeah, you're welcome. Anything that you're excited to share? Anything that you want to share before we wrap up?
Yeah, I mean, I'd just say if you're interested to find more about us, I'd say check out our free resources that we've got available online. So we've got a free ebook that you can find on our website. That Eugene has written, and it's all about the basics of designing your tiny house. And we've actually got free tiny house plans on our website as well.
Nice.
That describe our most popular designs with the basic dimensions, so you can understand if the design's right for you, or you just want some basic inspiration, understand if the regulations are right for you. And so all of that is just something great to start with. And actually, that's another advice that I'd give. Try to find as many free resources online as possible when you're starting your tiny house journey. Because you can just build up that repertoire of knowledge that you can get into, and then you understand things that you might need to learn in the future as well. So,
totally.
And then lastly, the last thing I would highly recommend, probably by the time that this podcast is live, depending on when you're looking to put this up, the tiny house designer should be ready to go for trying out. So there will be you can try it for free online.
Mm-hmm.
And you can build a tiny house, give it a try, and see what you can come up with. And that'll be very exciting for anyone who wants to get started.
And I guess we're always finding new things to push out. So I guess just stay tuned, watch our socials or something. We're always pushing out something free or a new product that can help you or something like that. So.
Exactly. There will probably be a lot more things even then.
Nice. Nice. Well, Till, Eugene, and Lauren, thank you so much for being guests on the show today. This was really fun.
Yeah, it was such a pleasure to talk to you, and hopefully we can catch up soon again.
Yeah, thanks, Ethan. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much to Till, Eugene, and Lauren from Tiny Easy for being guests on the show today. You can find lots of links to Tiny Easy's courses and plans at thetinyhouse.net/218. Where you will also find, as always, some of my favorite images of their tiny house designs and a complete transcript of this episode. Again, that's thetinyhouse.net/218. Well, that's all for this week. I'm your host, Ethan Waldman, and I'll be back next week with another episode of the Tiny House Lifestyle Podcast.